meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you for all joining the New Brahmi Generation Panel call on 6th of June. We have Jay, Bal, Harish, Pavanaja, and Sarmad on the call. Before we started, we were discussing the update from Nepal, and Bal has shared with us that they finalized the code points for Nivari, and he will be sharing the list of those code points with the New Brahmi Generation panel on the email list. And now it's over to Jay, who is going to take us through the presentation he has developed for onboarding. So over to you, Jay.
Yeah, thank you. Hi all, and see, I have made a presentation for onboarding team members, right? And in this PPT, I'm covering these topics. First is what is NBGB, right? A brief info about our panel, and second is what is Brahmi script, and third is what, right? Maybe we can have, you know, a volunteer from a non-technical background. That's why we should give information about domain names and other, you know, small technical things. And fourth is introduction to ASCII and IDN, where, you know, distinguishing difference between two types of domain names. One is ASCII and one is script-based, that is IDN. And next is what is label generation rules, and then what is the goal of NBGP, so that new members should know, like, what are the goals, why this panel, you know, is formed, and after that composition of NBGP is there, then how to start, like after joining this panel, how they can start, and what we expect, you know, what panel expects from them, right, in terms of time, in terms of their contribution, their experience, etc. And after that, contact info is there. See, this is basic idea of what is NBGP. And can you see this slide, very first slide?
Yes, we can see it, Jay.
Okay. This is basic idea about, like, why NBGP is formed, and what is ICANN, and what is, you know, a broad objective of ICANN, like managing IP address and domain names and all, so that we can relate ICANN with NBGP, and further we can relate NBGP with Brahmi script and further linguistic experts, like what kind of roles they're going to play, basically.
Any feedback on this slide for Jay? This is Sarma. Jay, I actually just had one comment on the first bullet. I'm sure you will make it clear in the next slides.
Right.
But as far as the New Brahmi label generation rules are concerned, they are obviously very specifically for top-level domains and not for general IDN domains. I think that needs to be clarified.
I have mentioned it further.
Sure. Thank you.
And I'll add this point in first slide too.
So there's also some feedback from Harish in the chat box, if you'd like to read that.
Yes.
He's saying that you may want to add how all this started.
Yeah, we can mention that, like, why we need, you know, this, script-based TIDs, right? I can write it down like why IDN TIDs. I'll add it, right? Any other feedback on this slide?
So doesn't seem to be more feedback. Please go ahead, Jay.
Right. In next slide, I'm mentioning like what is Brahmi script basically like, and what is new Brahmi script, and what are the languages which new Brahmi script covers. And there's a small example like Devanagari covers, you know, so many languages, and Gurmukhi covers only Punjabi language. This is a basically a bit of Brahmi script basically. Okay, Bala is saying like this slide should come first, second one. Yeah, I can do that. Right.
You want to continue, Jay?
We move to next slide. Yes, I want to continue. And after that, like, I can share this PPT with the members also, so they can give their feedback later also. Yeah, thanks, Harish, for mentioning this thing. Now I'm on third. This is regarding what is a domain name, like, and what is URL, components of URL. Here you can see in this graphic what is domain name and what is subdomain and what is TID. Because here I'm mentioning that we are making rules for TIDs only, not for complete domain name. Okay, each dot the treatment of this called labor right.
So I think you're probably confusing the domain. Normally when we say domain name, we refer to the entire string, which can contain multiple labels. It's not just a single label. And you know, when you're referring to something between the dots, we would normally call it a label rather than a domain name.
Right.
And then we just, you know, each of them is a label, and we would normally call each with its different levels. So we have a third level label, second level label, top level label, and so on.
Right.
This is Ahmed. Also, I think the definition of IDN, internationalized domain name, also needs to be slightly updated. I think it's okay where it says that it has at least one label, which is non-ASCII. So you may want to just call it that. And then give example for scripts like Arabic, Chinese, and Devanagari, as you are doing. But you know, that part which says that that label that is displayed in a language-specific script, that part is probably difficult to understand. Mm-hmm. So you may want to update that part.
Right. Yes, I'll do that. I'm noting down all the points and Right.
So Harish is saying that if you circulate it on the email list, then you can they can provide you with more detailed feedback.
Okay.
But we can move
let's
forward.
Let's have a glance at this PPT, right? and have a glance. There is. This is where I am showing like ASCII based and IBM based domain names. And in last line, I'm saying like NBG panel is to contribute making rules only for IBM TLDs, top level domains like Sanstha, dot Sanstha and dot Mandir. And in next slide, like basic label generation rules, like so that we can give a basic idea to new member. And for advanced reading of rules, they can refer to wiki of ICANN Dummy Script website. And this is what is the goal of NBGP, why this panel is formed, and what is the goal of scope of this panel basically. And I'm going to the next slide. And composition of NBGP, like what kind of people are there in our panel and who can join. And here I have covered like for the member how they can start contributing. In first line I can read that start reading education resource and the work done by the panel till date and link is there. Second is to attend telephonic and face-to-face meetings. And I have mentioned meeting schedule and time. And third is joining of WhatsApp group of NBGP so that they can get latest updates and participate in discussion basically. And then what this panel is expecting from
sorry to interrupt, on the previous slide, before they can start interacting, they need to be signed up for the email list.
Okay.
As well, and for the new Brahmi generation panel. And the method for that is that they need to write an email to idnprogram@icann.org and share their interest to join new Brahmi generation panel. Only then we can add them to the list of the email list and our wiki page. So you may want to add that as a starting step. That once they're interested, they need to inform us so that we can add them to our email group.
Okay. I guess this PPP is for the people who have already joined, and this is for
okay.
Them to know what is NBGP, what is their objective basically.
All right, then it's fine. Then they don't need to obviously email. In case you're reaching out to new members, then you will need to ask them to email their interest to us.
Yes, yes. Should I move to next slide?
Yes, please go ahead.
And what we expect from you, like first is like start from how to start. Then basic things like sharing your knowledge and attending telephonic meetings so that and I have mentioned that currently it is happening fortnightly for 1 hour only. And on fourth point, we encourage to participate in face-to-face meetings. If some they are not able to attend, then they can join remotely or read or listen meeting notes or, you know, new updates, and they can contribute more. And fifth point, I've mentioned that contribute at least 2 hours weekly for MBG objective. And last is contribute and stay updated. Yeah, that's all from my side.
Okay, great. So thank you. Hope you have some feedback. As I guess others suggested, please share version on the NBGP list, and I guess we'll get some more feedback on it. Is there any other input or any other feedback anybody else has to share to Jay or generally? Otherwise, we'll just shorten our call and end because we don't have any of the two coaches with us. So any updates from anybody else? Harish, Pavaraja, Bao?
Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, so I want from that I'm planning a readout session soon on Neo-Brahmi Generation Panel Nepal session in Delhi. So I'm in touch, Prita, and I will also circulate the details so that you people could also join. And after that, in the month of August, after IETF, we are also planning a workshop so that we could invite all the stakeholders and we can utilize this presentation for onboarding purposes. So these are the two points. And I think we'll again try to involve more and more members so that this we can speed up the entire process. Thanks.
Thank you, Harish. Any update or news from you, Pavanaja, before we close? Or any comments? Okay, so we have a comment from Pavanaja in the chat box. He's saying that he's ready with the Kannada repertoire. Would it be possible for you to email it to us on the email group, or how are you planning, or when are you planning to share that? Right, so Bal saying that he'll share it in a couple of days for Nivari. Pavanaja, could you also share your repertoire for Kannada? Right, so the idea is to share it with the group and get some feedback and have the discussion started. So in any case, thank you. We don't have co-chairs, so we will continue perhaps in a couple of weeks again. Both of the co-chairs were traveling. Thank you for the updates and for the presentation, Jay. And if there's nothing more to add, then we can probably close the meeting. Okay, great. So thank you all very much for joining, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks. Thanks. Bye-bye.